Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
And then that gang of guys that Daryl hooked up with for a minute.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking fuck Rick's kid. They're going to fuck Carl.
Yep, they're going to fucking rape Carl. Yep.
They were going to rape Carl.
It was a lighthearted rape, so it was all right.
Yeah. And that was when Carl was starting to get his hair looking like Tig Notaro. Isn't she great as Carl, Tig?
That was a huge gift for her, that role.
Yeah. Cancer and then this role in Walking Dead.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
So,
via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, via Skype, the incomparable Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. We have much to discuss. The first thing that I wanted to talk about, I was listening to the Chris Brake Show today.
Excellent.
The Chris Brake Show heard Wednesday nights on StrangeLabel.com. By the way, we are on StrangeLabel.com right now. Hey, guys. Ho-ho! StrangeLabel.com.
Hey, StrangeLabel.com for all your listening needs.
Monday nights, 9, 8 Central. We appreciate everybody showing up in chat. We got a few people in there, so hey, hi. Hi, everybody. Chris Brake, I was listening to him Wednesday, right? Has this 19-year-old kid on who's doing like a Kickstarter to raise funds. He has a dream, you see. Travis, I mean, you remember when you were 19 and you had dreams?
In the world, you thought the world was your oyster.
And yeah. Aspirations. Like, were you ever just out, like, at the bar with your friends and you're paying, like, $4 or $5 a beer and you think, you know,
at 19?
We should just open our own bar and then we could drink for free.
I don't think you do that at 19. Do that at 21.
Also, when I was 19, beers are like $1.75 a bottle.
Yeah,
that's because he's old.
But you know what I mean.
Oh, I get the the gist.
Back
there.
Back when you still had dreams,
when the world hasn't yet steamrolled over you and crushed your soul.
So they have this guy on. He has this dream that he wants to have a venue that kids can go to and perform music and record their music and practice and like it would just be a community project and like he's going to raise the funds to start it off, but then he's going to rely on everybody else to keep it going and
that's a great idea.
And like, you know, everybody just, hey, we need to get a certain amount of people in here every month and give us $10 and we're just going to keep it going. And it's just this dream. And then Chris Brake and John Rapper, like, hey, you know, like usually when you get a business loan, you got to get like all of it up front and you're going to rely on people to pay every month. And they're like, they're poking all these holes in this poor kid's dreams.
How did it
just
work out?
Crashed back to reality. And it made me so happy because these little pricks got to learn. They got to learn early that life is just going to beat you down.
I just saw something this week, and I think it was somewhere in Canada where that exact thing existed. It was like a community studio kind of thing where you go into booths and you practice and you can actually do professional quality like recordings and things and like record your own demo tapes and things like that. And it's all community. It's community funded.
But see, I had a dream many, many years ago.
Was it two chicks at the same time?
No, no. That always freaked me out. I always thought, you know, two chicks at the same time, no thank you. You know, it's too much to handle. I can't do all that.
I think it would be awkward.
Yeah, like it would be confusing. You'd be like, and then like I would always worry that like one of them would feel neglected, like if I like fucked one of them for too long and left the other one out. I always feel weird like when you watch it with the two gals and like the one is like just kind of sitting on the couch diddling herself watching. She probably wants to get in the game.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm more likely picture that second girl who's not in the mix, like at the time, sitting on the couch, like yawning, looking at her watch.
Right. They both would be.
And then like watching what you were doing to that other one and being like, I gotta get out of here.
But my dream was to start a podcast with my friends. And then like every week we would show up and it'd be a lot of fun. And like we'd be able to exercise our creative juices and get it out there. But lately, like the last couple of weeks, I finished doing the podcast and like, you know, then like I'm promoting the podcast and I'm sitting around and I'm thinking, I think my co-hosts, since I think they hate me.
Why?
And so I just want you guys to explain like why I'm feeling that way.
Because I've never liked you.
Because you're right on point. Napier hates you.
Well, I mean, like, Napier is a difficult egg to crack. And I wonder sometimes, does Napier hate me?
No.
But then I always kind of thought, oh, well, you know, at least I have Travis on my side. And the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been I talk to you more than Travis lately, Napier. Travis is like dropped off the face of the earth. I used to talk to Travis about show stuff all week. And so like by Monday, I felt prepared because like me and Travis had been bouncing ideas off each other all week. But like Travis has slowly shifted into Napier, like quickly. Like he just became another Napier. And like Napier is kind of like, you're a more fun to be around drunk, really. I mean, you show up on time, but that's just because me and you scheduled to have dinner an hour earlier.
Yeah, it was a good dinner.
I mean,
yeah, I can't be part of dinner. So
you're essentially drunk projecting. Only with dinner.
No, I'm friendlier. Well, no, drunk's pretty friendly. I can't.
But I mean, like, Travis was the saving grace, and Travis was going to come and be my creative partner, and Travis is just Napier too now. Travis, what happened? Did I do it to you? Like, did I crush, like, your will to create?
Listen, it's summertime. It's stressful. I got kids. I got shit going on. I try to make time. You know, it's all excuses, but, you know.
I can offer you a whole bunch of them. If you want.
Of excuses?
Yeah.
I don't want excuses. I want you guys to tell me that you like me.
I like you, Mike.
I like you, Mike.
Do you mean it?
If I didn't like
you,
I'd stop doing this.
Do you mean it?
Well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't like you.
I think you would be.
There's a whole bunch of people I don't like out here rather than over there.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
I want you to tell me the Dustin Diamond story from your perspective.
Which story?
You know what story. I want to hear your side of it, because I'm trying to understand how you got so angry with me about it. Because, like, your replies have been very, like, catty. Like, you're being catty with me. I just want you to tell the story from your perspective. I'm not going to say a word.
You are saying words. I'm trying to talk.
I'm setting it up. I want you to tell the story from the beginning. From your perspective, I want to hear.
First, I want to interject before I forget to say it. I'm only catty when I think you're about to bring up the fucking Dustin Diamond thing. That's the only time I get fucking catty.
Very catty, and I don't understand why. I just
because you're always almost gonna bring up the Dustin Diamond thing.
I don't think I have been. I think that you have it in your head that I'm always about to bring up Dustin Diamond.
Always talking
and I'm
about
not.
Dustin Diamond to your lady friend.
Tell the Dustin Travis. Diamond story from your perspective. I want to hear it.
One time we had a guest on where you said, "I don't want to speak with that person on the phone. I'm not good with people on the phone." I said, sure. Why don't you go ahead and let him call me? That wasn't a problem. This time, You took it upon yourself to just give out my phone number to this guy.
I asked your permission first. You said, sure, go ahead.
Let's find that screen grab.
Let's find it right goddamn now.
Because what I recall is you saying, I gave this guy your phone number. He's going to call you.
Okay, keep telling the story. And then when I have the quote, I'll have Napier read it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep telling the story.
So when the guy did call, it was when I was like heaving sick and slept for like 24 hours. I got home after work, didn't have to pick the kids up, came home at 4 o'clock, slept until about 8:30, was up for like another hour, went back to sleep until I had to go to work the next day.
Okay, pause.
Yep.
Napier, read what I wrote in our conversation with me, you, and Travis.
The highlighted portion?
Yes.
I was going to ask you if I can give Dustin Diamond's manager your phone number.
Okay, and I want you to read Travis's reply.
I can talk to the manager, I suppose, as long as you give me all the info I need up front, so I'm not telling him I'll call him back with more info after I talk to you.
Okay, so that was at 8 o'clock
that
p.m.
Was what it was. Yep.
On 8-2. Yep. I asked permission, and he said, yeah, give him the info.
Did you not, were you not able to read between the lines with the, I suppose?
Okay, now I'm going to have Napier read something else. Napier, I would like you to read Travis's Twitter handle. What is Travis's Twitter handle? If anyone would like to follow Travis on Twitter, how can they follow Travis?
At producer Travis.
Oh, producer
Travis.
Don't
fucking corner me with this fucking bullshit.
Really? That's how you can get a hold of Travis? Okay, now.
No, listen, this is it. You said you were going to stop talking, so fucking stop talking for 2 seconds.
Okay.
You told me this. I said, give me all the information. You said, I want to have Dustin Diamond on the show. So I'm going to talk to fucking this guy, this manager, and he's going to say, hey, what do you want Dustin Diamond for? I'm like, I don't know. Mike wants to have him on the show. When do you want to do it? I don't know. Whenever Mike wants.
Okay. Now,
so it's all centered around you. You should be fucking talking to him.
Now, Napier, you have been... Now, I'm not
Why
asking
Why are you,
you
and him in an argument?
I'm not asking you to come between me and Travis, okay?
Kinda. Feels like it.
But in every situation where we have scheduled a pre-recorded interview, who has been... the easier person to schedule a time with, me or Travis?
I think Travis does it reluctantly because you don't want to.
No. Travis is free win after 9 o'clock on weekdays, which isn't his fault. That's his life. I get it. When am I available? Almost always.
Well, no, not almost always.
So in a situation where we would need to schedule a time with a guest, who would probably be the best person to talk to the guest about a time that would work for him?
Well, no, you're supposed to talk to your co-host and then talk to the manager and then see if you can get something that aligns.
Okay, so he said, I suppose as long as you can give me all the info I need up front. So my reply was, what info do you need? I can do it anytime you can, except Saturday I work, so I am not home until 7. I can do any night. Sent. So then I sent the guy the email saying, yeah, go ahead and call Travis. And then the whole thing came up with Travis turning off his phone to go get comic books. Oh, no. Travis is telling the story. From your perspective, Travis.
Listen, that was another day. He didn't call me the day that I went to get comic books, Michael.
He didn't call you the day you were getting comic books.
No, that was 2 days later is when I left town to do that. The day he called me was a Friday, and I've told you multiple times that I don't get fucking cell reception in my office on my cell phone. He called me, I got the message after work, felt like shit, didn't call him, the end.
Okay.
If you're that worried about Dustin Diamond, you have the information.
No. So, the question is, when did this become, like, Mike is being a dick?
You're talking about it! I never once said it.
No, no, because every time I talk to you,
you're projecting. I think
every time I talk to you, the whole thing comes up, and you're like, you're pissed off about it. Why are you?
Because if you're so fucking worried about Dustin Diamond, call the fucking guy yourself.
I think what Travis is trying to say, that he isn't mad about it. He's mad that you keep bringing it up.
I just don't understand why you said, hey, let's...
That is legitimate.
He said, I don't understand why you don't just call him yourself. After I asked him, can I give this guy your phone number? And he said, yeah. So then he didn't answer the phone. And so now, I mean, it's on him, right?
Mike, remember that time a few weeks ago when I kept browbeating you into going to play hockey for me? Kind of browbeaten Travis to call Dustin Diamond's manager.
No, I don't care about Dustin Diamond anymore. What I care about is why this is such an issue with Travis.
Because
it's
you
not
keep
an issue with me. You're making it an issue with me. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, do you not like the idea of that particular guest?
I have zero. You were the one interested in talking to him. I have zero. If you're interested, you know why you are interested. I don't know why you are interested in talking to him.
So you don't think that would be an interesting guest to talk to?
I don't give a fuck about Dustin Diamond. We shit all over him for an entire fucking episode, like, a couple of months ago.
You don't think it would be interesting to talk to him? You think that would be a bad guest?
Did I say it would be a bad guest? You have a reason you want to talk to him. I don't. I have zero reasons to want to talk to him.
A couple of weeks ago when I had a guest that... I mean, it wasn't like I sprung it on you. We talked about it. I had a guest on live... And then you shut your microphone off during the interview. Like, why'd you do that?
Maybe he didn't have anything to talk about.
There you go. I said that after the fact. I didn't have anything to say to him.
It just seems like you're getting this like fuck Mike thing going. And I want to be a team, guys. I don't want it to be Mike versus you guys. I want it to be everybody together doing fun things.
You know how the Mike versus you guys things happen? When you fucking bring shit like this up, making it a thing. It was never a thing before.
It was always a thing.
No, it was always a thing for you.
Yeah, in your head. It was a thing in your head.
I've been sitting across the table with Napier for an hour and a half. And he didn't say anything to me. He looked at his phone. Me and him sat across from each other, and he didn't say a word to me.
I was looking for news stories that might be funny.
Napier. Napier.
Yeah.
If you can give me three news stories that you found in the hour you were sitting across from me, I will give you $5.
Well, I stopped doing that pretty quickly.
No. Three news stories that you thought would be good to bring to the show. Anything. You sat across from me for an hour and didn't say a word. Let's hear it. News story number one. It's time for Napier with the news.
Nintendo wants to start making movies again about their video games. You know, like, remember the Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to make more of those.
Oh, yeah?
Travis, what do you think about Nintendo actually doing that again?
After the success of Pixels, I think it's a home run.
You think Adam Sandler will play Luigi this time? And they'll get Paul Blart Mall Cop as the fucking Mario?
That's actually perfect casting. Who's going to play the princess? Somebody way too hot for Adam Sandler or Kevin James?
Megan Fox, because she's not doing anything. Just dye her hair blonde.
She's in the Ninja Turtle movies.
She can be princess one, whatever.
There's
and,
one
Ninja
Turtle movie.
It There's just seems Ninja like movie. If you're going to tell me that you'll take a phone call.
Oh, fuck. See, that's how it becomes a thing is you fucking beat
and
the
then
force
like,
to death.
Like a week later when I ask, hey, did you ever talk to this guy? And he gets like really mad at me. Like, oh, fuck you. You call him yourself.
Well,
it was like,
maybe he had a bank.
It went from zero to eight, like really quick. It like went from like, fuck you, call him yourself. Like from, oh, hey, I missed this guy's call. It's like, what happened in between? What happened in between, Napier,
like
is all I want
to
know.
Second, I'd like to hear the second Napier news story.
That's why I wanted to get Travis's perspective.
Maybe
I wanted
he
to
didn't
know,
enjoy the experience.
Like, did somebody say something to Travis, like, in between? Like, a couple of weeks ago, when Napier brought up, like, eight times in the episode that I interrupt him all the time. Like, who got in Napier's head, hey, hey, how come Mike interrupts you all the time? To where, like, it's in Napier's head and he brings it up to like, over show. And over and over again.
I was going to say, I brought that up when Matt Chuck was on and Napier probably heard it.
Yeah.
Because... No, Matt Chuck was on the episode after Napier said all that because we talked about it.
I listen to the show. That's how I know that you interrupt me all the time.
You're on the show.
Yeah.
Dan suggested a title for this episode, Dustin Diamond and the Farewell Travis episode. Travis, you're not going to quit, are you?
I'm not going anywhere.
I mean, you're just going to not be the producer anymore. You just want to you want to be co-host that Mike, only talks when we're not interviewing people.
Mike, you've been the producer of the show for like five guys.
Oh, no. I know that. No, I know. But Travis is also the producer of the show. Travis is my guy. You established long ago you did not want to be my guy.
Does that mean
you're team Napier, and I thought Travis was team Mike.
Does that mean you and me can't touch dick tips anymore?
The thing is, you do a podcast, you do something like this because like you want to be good at it, and you want people to listen to it, right? I mean, that's the goal, right?
I just want to hang out with my friends.
But I mean, like, if you're going to do something, then you strive to be excellent at it.
Yeah, but in a field of thousands of other people doing the exact same thing.
You stand out by being good.
Well,
you're acting like we haven't talked at all about anything but Dustin Diamond and how much I hate you for talking about it.
No, when I bring it up, you get really mad.
Well,
and then you dissolved from the internet. You were gone. For days. Travis, last night, I accidentally tweeted that we're live on Radio FUBAR tomorrow. I'm losing my mind, Travis. I forgot what state. How long has it been? That was like May.
It was a fun time.
I need you guys.
In my defense, this weekend, I was gone. Like, I was just gone. Like, there was no... And yesterday, I forgot my phone until I went and sorted comic books. I just... Family football, fantasy football draft on Saturday, what made me the most hungover I've been in many years. So this weekend was just gone for me.
I want to have that youthful optimism about things. I want to look into the future, and I want to see a light at the end of the tunnel. I want to say, guys, we're building towards something. This is going somewhere. This means something. But I don't feel like I have people in my bus.
You fucker.
I feel like...
We just messaged like 2 days ago about what I thought for like a themed episode, like a
I
cool
feel
fucking
like
taken episode.
You and Travis...
Then you're just going to talk over it and cut like pretend the, like it never happened.
Cut the brakes on my bus and gave me a sleeping bag and told me to have fun and to call you guys when I got there.
I'm not going to cut your brakes. I'm going to put a fucking bomb in your bus.
Did you guys see?
Don't worry. The bus driver will save us. He knows what he's doing.
Just see the one about the thing.
Did you guys hear that story about that guy? He did some shit.
A fourth guy was killed in the running of the bulls.
This year,
of the bulls, there was a fourth guy that was killed.
You probably shouldn't run with a bunch of wild animals with crazy horns down fucking like a small street where you can't get away.
Isn't that the point?
Guys, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program has a firm stance on the running of the bulls. And that is, it's a bad idea. Because what's going to happen is the bulls are going to run after you. And if you're not fast enough, it's going to either run over you or it's going to get you with its horns. And then you're going to be severely injured or dead. So like whatever macho bullshit or tradition or whatever it is, you shouldn't do it. Napier, how do you feel about the running of the bulls? I'm trying to find common ground here with something simple.
As a man of my weight and advanced age for sports activities, I don't think I can outrun a bull. Therefore, I'm not going to run with them because they will leave me behind. And if they leave me behind, it'll be on the ground in my own blood.
I feel like Mike would spend the entire time wondering why the Bulls weren't on Team Mike.
So what was your second news story, Napes? You said I need three. You sat across from me for an hour and didn't say a word. You did bring me dinner. I appreciate that. But then we didn't say anything to each other. We just sat here. Now and then you made kissy faces at your wife, but you didn't say shit to me. We just sat here and...
Well, I love my wife.
And put our heads down and shamefully ate our Jack in the Box silence.
There's a Fallout app for Android and iPhone, and you're like, you go through these little vaults, and one of the vaults, it's a little game, and I'm not...
Did you and Travis have a private conversation about how we're going to make this video game podcast now? Your stories video game. Is it the third story video games?
It's going to be.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was curious.
Well, you interrupted me when I said that I had stopped reading news stories.
Okay. Fallout has an app. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They got this little app. You're a vault commander or something. And one of the vaults is a vault I wanted your take on. Well, two of the vaults. Which would you rather live in? A vault, then this is a giant vault the size of a city. It's a huge fucking thing. You're in a vault with 98 other dudes. So there's 99 dudes in this one vault. One woman. You're in that vault for life.
Yeah?
And the other vault that you could be in, 99 ladies and you. Which would you rather be in? Which do you think is going to devolve into chaos and death first?
The 99 dudes with one woman? Or the 99 women and one dude?
Yeah.
I'm not a particularly, macho guy. And so, I probably wouldn't be the alpha. So I think I'd rather be with the women, right?
Yeah, but at that point you're just cattle.
They'll just take turns fucking me.
They don't have to fuck you. I mean, they can just. I mean, it comes out.
Are they gonna eat me? What are they gonna do?
It'll come out if you jack it or hook you up to one of those machines.
They're gonna hook me up to a machine, and take my jizz to make more people.
Yeah.
They would dislike me so much that they wouldn't want to fuck me? They'd rather,
I have smelled you after physical activities. It's not
yeah, but I mean, it's me or, nobody, right?
Well, no, there's other women there.
But they can't make babies. Two ladies can't make a baby.
No, but you're talking about fucking. Making a baby just involves
Is that these gals would rather, force me to, be in a jizz taken machine.
Well, yeah, you're not an alpha. What if there's an
alpha? I'm the only one there. I'm the alpha by default.
No.
Travis.
That ain't true.
There'll be an alpha female that will take over. You will not be in charge, but.
But she'll still let me fuck some of the gals,
you
right?
You don't know that.
You'll have to. Yeah, there's not going to. If you're locked in a vault, the technology's not going to be there to, inseminate them. You're going to have to, manually penetrate.
Well, you don't know. It's not like it's a giant empty warehouse. It's like an entire city that you're locked into.
The fuck kind of city is this?
It's a vault.
It's not a vault. You just said it was a city.
It is, but it's a vault the size of a city.
Is it like that shitty fucking Matrix city underground, that Zion, where they have those disgusting shitty orgies to EDM music?
Yeah, pretty much, but the ceiling is low.
I'll just fucking kill myself. Fuck those vaults.
So, would you say, from now on, if a situation arises where we need to have a phone conversation with someone, you're totally out, Travis?
No.
Could you fuck 99 just, ladies,
you,
Mike?
You do not want to talk to people on the... See, I have, a crippling fear of talking to strangers on the phone.
Well, you're talking to a shit ton of strangers
right now.
Let
me tell you
right
a story. I probably told this on the podcast, but I'm not sure. I run a small business out of my basement. I screen print t-shirts in my basement and I sell them on the internet. I bought a ton of business cards.
Napier, does the vault have actual cattle in it?
Yeah, there's food. There's stuff you can. Yeah, there's all kinds
of
stuff.
Is Travis miking me? Is that what he's doing? So I have all these business cards with my information on it. I went to a pizza place and I put the business card on the bulletin board at the pizza place. 2 days later, a fella called me in regards to my business and asked if I could do t-shirts for his lawn care service. And I freaked out and I told the guy he had the wrong number and hung up. Because talking to him on the phone freaked me the fuck out.
Why don't you get... Like,
all I'm saying is, I'm not a social guy.
You should get a secretary.
Travis is very sociable. Travis goes to things by himself. He goes he goes to comic book conventions and just sits down and talks to artists. And he's fine doing that. Travis is fine having conversations with people. And it freaks me the fuck out. So he could be a pal... and just answer a goddamn phone call.
Did you tell him?
But instead, he doesn't answer the phone call. And then when I ask him about it, he goes, "Well, why don't you just fucking talk to him?" That was his response. As a pal.
Well, did
not
you,
even as the I, producer of the show. As a I, pal.
I don't you, think the fucking
he there. Told me to go fuck myself, Napier.
It's all lies.
Did you?
No. Never fucking said any of that.
Maybe
between the lines.
Did you ask him politely and give him a reason why you can't call him? Or you just did you just say you should call him?
See, but now we can't even have Dustin Diamond on the show.
Yeah, because, fuck Dustin Diamond.
Because if we did, Travis would just turn off his microphone in protest.
No, not at this point. No, I just tell him how much of a piece of shit I thought he was.
He would do. And so, like, I'm going to have that in the back of my mind from now on if we have an interview or something that... Oh my God, what if Travis just leaves me with my dick in my hand? What am I going to do? What if Travis totally bails on me?
You
got Napier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's worked out great in the past. Okay, Travis, do you know what time it is?
Are we doing the what time it is thing?
Apparently.
Okay, I didn't see any questions. All right.
Although Mike's got him.
Oh, good. So now it's time for... Ask Dr. Napier.
These questions are actually from a few weeks ago when Napier called us and told us he was sick at the last minute.
I was sick. It wasn't the last minute.
From Brian Kranz. As a medical professional, do you believe we'll see a cure for stupidity in our lifetime?
It depends on what you mean, cure. I mean, there are certain ways that, you know, they've found that you can make your brain a little bit smarter. You can get a little bit higher in tests and whatnot. But
so were you really sick, or were you like thinking to yourself, God, I just don't want to deal with Mike and his bullshit this week?
No, I didn't feel good. I have allergy problems.
Like, do you think it's better to like wait until the last minute? Or was it like a game time decision? Were you thinking about coming and then decided not to?
Well, I wasn't feeling sick in the morning. I went to work, started feeling sick at work, just he-manned it on through, and I thought, okay, once I get home, I'll be okay. I get home, and I'm still sick. I can still feel shit running down the back of my throat from my sinuses. I'm sick. So I said, okay, I'm calling it.
From Dan Fernicase, Dr. Napier, do you know of a simple, cost-effective way for me to stop chewing my fingernails?
Rub Tabasco sauce or something really hot on there, something obnoxiously hot, and then...
But then you walk around with, like, stingy fingers, right?
Yeah.
And that...
It'll teach you, if you don't want to keep this hot sauce on your fingers, you'll stop chewing your nails. Or go out and buy some fingernail clippers. Like some nice ones that you'd actually use.
They're like you keep in your pocket?
No, you don't have
fancy ones.
Well, you don't have to keep them in your pocket. You just like you have a nice pair of fingernail.
Do you share fingernail clippers with anybody, or like do you have a pair that's your own?
No, I don't have any. One that's
I had
my
a
own.
Friend that was like really, really weird about fingernail clippers. He thought it was gross to use fingernail clippers that anybody else would use. Maybe, but I don't think it matters, does it?
Maybe he was eating them.
Are fingernail clippers like a personal thing?
I don't think they are.
Travis has opened a bag of chips or something.
I gotta eat some.
Fair enough.
We have a family pair of clippers, if you're asking my opinion.
Yeah, that's what we always had in my house, a family pair. Like, everybody just used the same ones.
So, my niece doesn't poop. She holds her poop in because one time she pooped and it hurt, and so now she thinks that her poop is going to hurt. So she holds it for like weeks at a time because she doesn't want to poop because she thinks her poop's going to hurt. And so like if she really has to poop, like she squats and like sucks it back in, and she like insists on not pooping. Like
don't tell me that story. That's horrible.
She keeps her poop in, and like if somebody says you need to go poop because you haven't pooped in a couple of days, and she like yells at him, no, I'm not going to poop. So
just feed her laxatives.
How do you get a gal to poop that doesn't want to poop?
You feed them laxatives.
And just make them shit their brains out all over the place?
No, I'm not talking about like super powerful laxatives, just like regular.
Do they make baby laxatives?
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just feed them stuff with extra, fiber in it.
From Anchor Babcock, Dr. Napier, is Mike the most successful person who currently drives a Saturn?
I hope not. Just for the fact that there are a lot of Saturns out there.
From Mandy, Dr. Napier, what do you do if your pinky toenail falls off and you still want to wear sandals?
Get some white nail polish and paint one on.
Yeah, can't you just paint one on, right?
Yeah, you can get
fake
nails. Or
put like a
Band-Aid
on it. You know, a little Band-Aid ain't going to hurt nobody. You just say, oh, look, a little Band-Aid. You must have hurt a little pinky toe.
You can right? You can buy fake nails. I mean, there are fake nail places everywhere. You can just get one. I mean, what can they cost? A nickel?
From Sonic Blasphemy, dear Dr. Napier, how much creamed corn would it take to sedate an adolescent gibbon? Do you know what the fuck that means?
I'm trying to remember what a gibbon is.
Dear Dr. Napier, do you know what the fuck a gibbon is?
Oh, it's a monkey.
It's a monkey?
I don't think they're very big monkeys. I guess you would have to put enough of it in there that, his belly gets all full and he's happy. Does all he have to, get a gibbon to go to sleep is to feed it cream corn? You can get over-the-counter sleep meds if you only got cream corn.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier. Hey, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you guys for being with us. Got a hell of a chat going right now. I'm going to have to take a break just to catch up. Catch up on all the action.
Yeah.
At least somebody's on my side, right?
No, probably not.
Why did God make poodles? Find out on the Chris Brink Show on Strange Label, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I used scare tactics at my house to get my kids to do things. They had pictures taken. It was my job to get the frames, and it was buy two, get the third one free, so I did. And I put my son's picture up in the hallway and my daughter's picture up in the hallway, and I put the third frame up in the hallway, but I left the picture that came with the frame in the frame. And then one day my son said, Daddy, who's that other little boy? And I said, he was your brother, but he didn't listen. So we sent him down the river to live with the devil. Now get in there and clean your room. And now he's like, I don't want to. All right, smartass, go get your swim trunks.
All right, there comes a time.
just like at the break just left.
Yeah.
That would actually be kind of funny.
I think you would have lost your shit.
You think?
Like, oh god, he actually did leave.
The only co-host to actually pick up and leave during a show was you.
That was a joke.
You got really mad at me when we were talking about season 3 of Coach.
I look.
It was like, fuck you. Season 2 was superior in the Coach franchise. What did you get mad about? I don't even remember. You got mad and you got up and you left.
You were making fun of me about something, and I couldn't figure out a way, like, how to change the conversation. So I left, and I thought it would have been funny, but nobody got it.
And you got in your car and drove off, and then, like,
no,
you turned around and came back.
No, I was outside your house. I didn't leave the outside of your house. I was standing there at the door.
Travis,
the
I wish you had
time.
Been there that time that Napier got mad and left the show.
I think that's super funny.
It was pretty funny. We were just like, should we pause the recording? What should we do?
I know it was awkward and funny. I listened back to it.
Do we just keep recording? What do we do?
It was awkward and it was funny. You don't have any sense of humor. I tried to play you that one song with all the beeps instead of the actual word, and you thought it was horrible, and everybody else thought it was great.
Who's everybody else, Napier?
Starry. Starry liked it.
She did?
Yeah, but she was the only one in our chat, so I said everybody.
Was that like the Jimmy Kimmel bleeping the Sesame Street thing?
Yeah, except for it was that nigga, nigga, nigga song.
Oh.
You didn't like that song. I don't know how you could not have liked that.
Don't you think, like, good or bad, like if we were nice to him or mean to him, Dustin Diamond would be an interesting guest?
I don't have anything to say to Dustin Diamond.
Well, I mean, neither do I, but don't you think we'd find something? I mean, we've booked worse.
Yeah, but what would he even be promoting?
I've always found an angle with everybody, even if, like, they were not somebody I particularly cared to talk to. But I think Dustin Diamond is a fucking scourge piece of shit.
And Travis's angle on the David Knopfler interview was to turn off his microphone.
Turn it off. I got nothing to talk to him about.
I mean, do we need to go through, like, some kind of vetting process where, like, we agree on somebody ahead of time? Because I just kind of felt like me and you were just kind of on a free-for-all to try to get somebody that would be interesting to talk to in way. As a team, we would figure out how to approach it and make it interesting.
I think that if you find a guest like that, like, I give two shits about, if you said to me, this is, like, how I want to approach this guy, then I would be like, okay.
And don't you think that I would have done that? Have I ever, like, just, like, gone into it blind? I'm usually very prepared.
I'm just saying, like, initially, so I could say to the manager, this is what we want to talk about. This is how we want to talk. You know what I mean? Like, if I know it ahead of time, I can spitball, like, my way through a conversation with the guy, the manager guy. Otherwise, I'd just be saying, well, Mike just wants to talk to Dustin Diamond about his comedy tour. Which is not, I mean...
The guy just stabbed someone.
That's what I would fucking bring up.
Right. We'd be like, so, I thought you were in jail because you stabbed someone. We just talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago. That's interesting. Tell us about the stabbing.
I feel like they'd say, don't talk about the stabbing.
You think that, but you don't know because you dismissed it so early on.
Why would he want to talk about that?
Why wouldn't he? It's fun. It's interesting.
Apparently,
it's the only thing anybody's talking about him right now.
Other than his comedy tour.
His world-class comedy tour.
Bruce Jenner hit somebody with his car.
And...
We didn't really talk about it. I didn't even know about it. Dan informed me of this today, that Bruce Jenner hit somebody with his car and then went through the whole process of becoming a lady. And now they're saying that they might, like prosecute him for, like, vehicular manslaughter. But Bruce Jenner was the one that hit the guy with the car, right?
No, now it's Caitlyn Jenner. So you have to prosecute as Caitlyn Jenner.
But
so...
Isn't that against his wishes? He doesn't want to be Bruce Jenner anymore. Doesn't he leave that behind?
Got to be Caitlyn.
So they're going to prosecute Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
Then,
don't you feel like there's a possibility that Bruce Jenner hit somebody with his car and then was thinking, oh, fuck, they're going to pinch me for this. And so that he went through the process of, like, trying to, like, disguise himself and maybe escape the country. And then everybody, he started showing up in the tabloids and they're like, hey, what's going on with Bruce Jenner? He's like growing his hair long and doing like chick stuff. Like, what's going on? And then like they started kind of, you know, hinting that he was kind of brave for doing this out in the open and stuff. And then he was like, oh, well, maybe I need to stick around for all this. Maybe I need to see where this goes. And like, he kind of forgot that, wait, they might get me for vehicular manslaughter. Like, maybe he just kind of, he got caught up in all of it, in the limelight.
Or he figured if he pushed it far enough that there's no possible way they would convict him or her of the hit and run or the hitting the person with the car.
Yeah, how can you convict America's sweetheart?
I don't know if that's true.
America's wienered sweetheart.
That's what I don't get. You know, used to, if they wanted to become ladies, they would get the surgery to get the wiener pulled inside out. And now they've stopped doing it, and they say, well, I'm a lady with a penis.
Just tuck and go.
Like, no. Even when you get your wiener pulled inside out, you're still a dude.
Caitlyn Jenner in the remake of Tootsie.
That doesn't sound like a movie I'd watch.
Yeah, you would if it was based on Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner, because he was a goddamn world-renowned Olympian who decided way later in life after he married some media pop darlings that he was going to become a she, and then he was going to hit somebody with the car and then become a she, and then be on like Barbara Walters and shit.
The chat is commenting on my artistry.
What's wrong with your artistry?
I'm a true artist.
Like a sandwich artist?
Mike doesn't go for the obvious joke. He has an angle.
Welcome to Subway. Mike, would you like a chicken bacon ranch?
You see, what we have in the chat is Team Mike. That's what we have. But what I have in front of me is the opposition. Only he has a microphone, and they don't.
I think it's like TGI Fridays, like Office Space.
To contact the show,
with the flare.
Half of these people have
636-487 hand. Let's even the odds, guys. Let's get somebody Team Mike on the line.
Listen to how many times Napier tries to talk.
I was in the middle of giving out the phone number, Travis. What, am I going to stop mid-phone number? No, I'm going to give out the phone number, and now Napier's going to give us his third news story.
Half the people in the chat room.
Wait, no, Mike, I don't know.
Travis, you interrupted Napier in the middle of his third news story.
Well, now I don't want to.
Well, I just thought we could comment on the Ask Dr. Napier question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the make your people not be dumbasses. Didn't we see a news story earlier in the week or last week? About that Bradley Cooper limitless drug that actually exists for short-term IQ boosts.
Yeah. I think I need that. I think that's what everybody says is I need that. But I think I need that. I don't remember anything. Like, I don't remember anything. Like, I forget everything that happens to me, like, 3 days after it happens. Like, I don't really have any long-term memory and very little short-term memory.
I have to write everything down immediately or it's like it never happened.
There's actually been a few studies done about people hooking themselves up to a light electrical current, like directly attached to the skull. And apparently that can boost your IQ and your memory retention while you have it on.
I mean, I'm not like a huge dummy, but I mean, like, you know, if like Laura says like, hey, do you remember like, you know, the day we first met or like our first date or anything? I don't really. I mean, I remember like vague, like I remember like where we went, but I don't remember anything that happened. I don't remember specifics. I don't remember anything. I don't remember where me and you met. I don't remember anything that me and you have ever done. The only reason I remember the time we went on that road trip to Colorado is because I have a video of it. But I mean, like, I don't know why we're friends. Why are we friends?
We worked together for 6 years.
Yeah, but I mean, I got you the job, yeah. Like, because we were friends. But what did we do before that?
We played hockey.
But were we friends?
No, you thought it'd be funny if I worked there.
That's true. I got you hired at Pizza Hut as a goof.
Yeah. And then I became a manager. And then you got fired, and I didn't, so.
That's not entirely true. You were given the option to go be a cook.
Yeah.
And I was not. They told me, well, we don't want you to work here anymore, and so you're fired. And they told Napier, well, we don't want you to be a manager anymore, but you can go be a cook and, like, take a $2 an hour pay cut.
Which was a little ridiculous. So what I did was I worked there as a cook for about a week and a half, found a new job. And then I said, okay, I'm not coming back anymore. Bye, guys. Do you remember when Tom punched that kid in the face and threw him out the steel locked door in the back?
Is this your third news story, or is this just reminiscing about our time at Pizza Hut?
Oh, no, Dan is talking about Pizza Hut.
Travis, it's time for Napier's third news story. He has to have at least three. He sat across from me in silence looking at his phone for an hour.
The only thing else that I have is apparently there was a foiled terrorist plot to blow up the Pokemon International.
Oh, fuck. Didn't they find, like, all sorts of, like, machine guns in the backpack of these fucking dudes?
Yeah.
At a Pokemon convention?
Yeah, there were two people who were invited to the tournament to play in the tournament, and they were going to kill everybody in there.
Because what did they say? They were trying to kill the competition? Like, they were so hardcore about fucking Pokemon, they're like, oh, we're trying to take out the competition.
They wanted to be the best Pokemon people so that they were going to bomb a whole team of Pokemon people?
They obviously are insane.
If they bomb all the Pokemon people, who are they going to play Pokemon with?
Each other.
Yeah, it was two dudes, so, I mean, you only need two
players.
Can't
they just play Pokemon with each other anyway?
Yeah, it's a one-player game, pretty much.
No, you compete against other Pokemon people, right?
You don't.
Pokemon isn't solitaire, is it?
No, it's a contained game. You don't have to play against other
like
people.
Like on your Game Boy?
Yeah.
I thought you had like
cards. No, we're talking about cards, right? Like cards.
Oh, I didn't know if it was the card tournament or the
Will you teach me how to Pokemon?
I think it was the card game, the card tournament was like, where they did it.
Do you have Pokemon cards?
Yeah, somewhere.
Can we play Pokemon?
Yeah, if you want to.
Like, do you think, like, do I have to get my own Pokemons, or is it like poor form for you to, like, give me half your Pokemon cards and say, all right, we're going to play Pokemon?
No.
Once Napier builds his deck, probably have free reign to his card collection.
Like, yeah. Do you shuffle the deck and just hand them out, or do you, like, pick out special ones?
I shuffle your deck, you shuffle my deck, and then we play, we start top drawing.
Oh, so, like, I get, like, the first three, and then, like, I get to, like, put one of my Pokemon guys down and say, this is the Pokemon that I'm going to fight your Pokemon with.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, does it say on the card, like, how much bad it is? Like, if it's good or not?
Well, it tells you
how much
the health
bad it is.
Attack.
I love that you just said that so much.
Why do you love that, Travis?
I just think it was, it just, like, that's a, like, how much bad it is really great. Like, I dabbled in the card game, the collectible card game shit with, like, Marvel Overpower and things like that.
Oh, I heard that was a great game.
Oh, it was pretty decent at the time and then they just fucked it up. And then my uncle was super hardcore into Magic, and he tried to get me into it, and I just couldn't comprehend the damn thing. But
all
I like know
assholes.
Like some of the terminology, and the fact that you just said how much bad it is really made me laugh.
I've heard of Magic tournaments where people get into fist fights over moves.
The comic book shop, like the guy that I know for a long time owns, like, it's mostly a gaming store. They do a lot of tabletop games, and they also have a lot of, like, Magic tournaments going on and shit. And you can tell, like, when I go to get my comics on, like, a Magic game night,
it's packed.
It's packed, and everybody is, like, just really shitty and, like, passive-aggressive, and then they make these fucking little underhanded comments all the time. It's fucking terrible. They seem like awful people.
Not every person that plays Magic is an awful person. Every person that I've had to interact with on a social level.
See, it was more like how
is
much damage it does. That's what I meant to say.
I
how
know
much
what
bad
you meant,
it is.
But that
doesn't
was
make
funny,
sense, guys.
But it was super funny. Like, I know
how
what
much,
you meant.
How much damage it does.
That's why it was funny.
Me and the wife
said
actually.
How much bad it is.
Me and the wife actually did enter a World of Warcraft card game tournament.
Do you see why now, like, I shouldn't be talking to people on the phone? Like, I sound like a dummy. Like,
no, they would have fun.
I say
that.
Things like how much bad it is. Obviously, I can't be trusted to be having legitimate conversations with big shot managers of Hollywood celebrities like Dustin Diamond.
Hollywood celebrities is a real fucking stretch. And besides, if the person you're talking to is worth talking to, if you make a flub like that, it'll be just like that, and they'll say something like I said last night when somebody totally fucked their words up, was like, you can't talk, but that makes for really good comedy, and it was really entertaining, thank you. Like, it wasn't shitty, it was just really funny, and thank you for making that fuck up with your words, which you probably normally wouldn't do because you're a lawyer. Like, yeah, like, it doesn't, it's, if you're worried about people, like, thinking you sound like an asshole, that means that person's an asshole. You're not the asshole. Don't worry about it, man.
I'll come over. We'll play.
Are we gonna play Pokemon?
We'll play Hearthstone.
No, I want to play Pokemon.
We can play Pokemon.
Fuck Hearthstone. I don't know what a Hearthstone is. I know what a Pokemon is. I want to play Pokemon.
There's a Pokemon game for the computer.
Can I get Pikachu?
Yeah. You can have a whole deck of Pikachus if you want it.
Is Pikachu a good thing to get?
Not
that's,
all of them.
I think that's.
Can
the
I get
only...
Charizard?
Charizard used to be expensive, but you can get Charizards out the ass now. I mean, it's like,
is he
whatever.
Still good?
He's still good, but I mean, he's not great.
Well, then I don't want fucking Charizard.
So you're gonna come over and we're gonna play Pokemon, and you're gonna like teach me.
Yeah,
but like you can't look at my cards though, because then like you'll know how to beat me. So how are you gonna teach me how to play, but I can, you know, remain anonymous with my deck?
Well.
I don't want you to know what to expect.
Well, you can play my wife. I think she.
My wife.
She might know how to play. Why do you do that every time I say that?
Because it's always funny.
Now you guys are being shitheads.
My wife.
What happened?
You can play my wife.
What happened to Team Napier?
My wife.
Where did Team Napier go? All of a sudden, I was your goddamn in-between you and Travis.
Napier, I know that it might be good for the show. Like, it might be funny, and, like, everybody will think, ha, 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 it's funny when everybody is anti-Mike. But you can't be anti-Mike all the time. Sometimes you got to be on my team.
Didn't I feed you?
That doesn't count. I want to be friends first. Co-hosts second, Napier. First, we need to work on our friendship.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. We could also play the My Little Pony card game if you want to.
There's a My Little Pony card game?
It's complicated as fuck.
It is?
Yeah.
Like, how do you win?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Like, so you, like, fight ponies? Like,
no, you don't.
Your pony is stronger than other people's ponies?
No, I could play that game. That could be a fun game. I don't understand this fucking game.
The other ponies.
How do you win?
You win with fucking some kind of goddamn friendship points or something, and you gotta make, like, other people.
That's what we need. We need friendship points.
That sounds like a team-building game, really.
It is a team-building kind of like...
Travis.
Yeah, let's
you need
play
to,
My Little Pony.
You need
friendship
to play
is Magic the Card Game.
My Little Pony with us. We're going to work on our teamwork.
I have a game, too, a board game that I got last year for my kids at Christmas. It's not a competitive board game. It's a team-building board game where you are supposed to save these three little animals from a household cat. So nobody wins. You all win if you save all three of the animals. So you have to decide when to feed the cat to get it back to the porch and how you're going to get the squirrel back to the tree. I think we need something like that.
Is one of the moves shoot the cat with a 22 in the face?
No, Napier, this is for children. We feed the cat catnip or cheese or milk.
Can you feed it radiator fluid? So the My Little Pony game is complicated as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play it. I read through the rules like eight
times. Do you have My Little Pony cards?
Yep. Got a whole
big
fucking set.
You just collected them because you like the little pictures on them?
No, I intended to play the game, but I couldn't figure out how.
Couldn't figure out how.
Hey, guys,
is there like
on
a
the
tutorial?
Next episode...
Yeah, there is. It's incomprehensible.
Is it
Let's
like...
Let's read some My Little Pony cards next episode.
Is it like translated from a different language or something?
No, they tried to make it more friendly. Like, they didn't want to make a fighting game. Like, they don't want to have My
the
Little
ponies
Pony...
fight. Yeah, yeah, I understand that.
So,
but the ponies do fight.
No, they don't fight. There's something about friendship and then people who are other people's friends who you've got to make sure that they can't do their friendship thing. I don't understand what they're doing. You're one of the main characters, and then you bring out your friends, and then the other guy who's also a main character also brings out his friends, and somebody wins.
Is it is it competition to see who has the most friends?
No, it isn't.
That doesn't factor in? I have a match. Like, it's like Go Fish.
Sort of.
You get two twos, then you put them down, right? So you got two friends?
No, sometimes you make the other friends go away. Like, not in a creepy, like, high school.
Like you're a dick to them and they don't want to be your friend anymore?
Well, pretty much, yeah. Like, they're, like,
your like you make fun of them on the podcast and they get up and leave because, like, you talk too much about season 3 of Coach?
Well, more or less, yeah, except
for,
you know,
they don't come back. Bonus episode of WFOD this week. Mike Napier and Travis play a game of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, the collectible card game.
How many seasons of Coach were there? Because I only have 3 on DVD.
9.
Do I need the rest of them, right? I need
6 more.
You know what? I have, like, 9 seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, but we could play Exploding Kittens.
I'm missing one, like, in the middle, and it drives me nuts. I've never watched any of my seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond, but I have like 1 through 6 and like 8 and 9. I don't have 7. What? And it drives me fucking crazy that I'm missing the one. Like, if I start buying like movies and like they make sequels, I have to buy the sequels to the movies even if I don't like them because I
was
need
wrong.
10. All of them.
You have the Starship Troopers movies?
No.
Oh.
I do. You want to borrow them?
No.
I watched Starship Troopers once and I didn't really like it and I never watched it again.
The first one is one of my favorite movies. The second and third are terrible.
People swear by Starship Troopers and I never got into it.
Would you like to know more?
Yeah, would you like to know more, Mike?
Coach went for 9 seasons and there is a 10th season in development at NBC right now for next year.
They're naming games in chat that we can play to strengthen our team. Monopoly will not strengthen the team. We'll get mad at each other. I hate losing at Monopoly.
All of these fucking games, we're going to hate each
Mousetrap. See, Mousetrap takes too long to set up. I don't have the patience for that. We got Stratego. See, I get real competitive in a game of Stratego. Like,
I've never played it.
Like, you'll never hate me more than when you're playing against me in Stratego, because I get really mad and crazy.
What?
I have to win Stratego.
What?
And if I don't, then I'll destroy your life.
Would anybody like to play Seen It, the DVD board game?
Oh, no.
I was big on
no.
Seen It for a while. We
Me too.
We bought several different Seen Its and we would play them. You know, we were into You Don't Know Jack too. I had You Don't Know Jack movies, I think, and that was a fun game.
My wife bought me Seen It for Christmas before we had kids, and we'd sit around drinking box wine and smoking cigarettes, and we played about 5 minutes of it one time, and she swore at me a lot because I know a lot about movies, and then she said she'd never play it again with me. So I never played Seen It for more than 5 minutes.
Crossfire is an amazing game if you have the steel balls to play.
Liquid so lozenge. When I was venting to Matt Chuck about how I don't understand why Travis is mad at me.
You behind the back motherfucker. You wonder why people are not Team Mike. It's
Travis,
because you start weird little side conversations with people being I'm that fucking guy.
I needed a friend in my time of crisis.
Oh, you probably talked to Matt Chuck, Dan Fernicase, fucking who
obviously
else you talk to?
I couldn't talk to you about it because you disappeared off the internet.
No, Mike, you were upset because you thought Travis was upset at you.
Travis
exactly. Being upset didn't factor in to anything that you were doing.
I asked,
reality didn't set in.
I asked
just
Travis the other day, I just said, hey, Travis. And then, like, hours went by, and Travis replied to Hey Travis with a screenshot of the guy's phone number. And he said, if this is what you're asking about, this is the number.
That wasn't hours. That was within minutes.
It was like,
Nope.
No, Travis. I just wanted to know how your day was going. So and,
Mike
and like
has never
what we're
going to
talk
me.
About on the show tomorrow.
Why in the you... history of conversations with Mike, he has never asked me how my day was going. It's always, I got this thing you need to listen to.
Why not, instead of saying, hey, Travis, you post, hey, Travis, how's your day going? Do you want to talk about what we're going to do on the show tonight? Instead of just, hey, Travis, and letting him think about what you're going to ask him next.
It was just so presumptuous. He just thought, Mike is going to bring up Dustin Diamond Guy again.
Did one you track mind him? Mike is going to bring up Dustin Diamond
I don't
Guy.
Have one track. Did you? Travis, I'm telling you right now, at all times, I have like 40 tracks. I have so many tracks, Travis, and I can't keep track of all my tracks.
Did you help Travis along?
I have intersecting tracks. I have tracks going every different goddamn direction. I have like the two completely opposing opinions on things at the same time.
I'm pretty sure that's schizophrenia.
Mike,
it isn't.
You need to drink more because I wouldn't be as outgoing and sociable as I am
what
if I didn't drink as much as I do.
What I
because
need,
that's how my brain works.
What I need is a pal.
Or marijuana.
And I need a producer. And I need somebody who has my back. That's what I need. I need to figure out my tracks for myself. And I just need somebody else to like be there to say, Mike, keep on your track. You got it.
You need a conductor?
And that isn't going to be Napier, Travis.
Nope.
It has to be you. You're the only one.
We can get drunk and watch WrestleMania.
Travis,
only if Arrow's on it.
Travis, fucking Drunk is coming back in a couple of weeks.
Can we talk about WrestleMania for just 2 seconds?
Counter programming is covered.
Travis wants to talk about wrestling.
Summers, I want to talk about, I don't like wrestling anymore. The fucking dude that plays Arrow just wrestled an actual wrestler and won. What? Like they wrote in Stephen Amell to wrestle this fucking Stardust dude, and they let him. They wrote in that he won.
What? So
Green Arrow.
What about him?
He won wrestling.
Yeah. Was the guy like significantly bigger than him?
Yes, that fucking Stardust guy. He's huge.
Didn't John Stewart come out and like hit somebody with a chair? That was all over Twitter. I saw that.
What the fuck is John Stewart doing in
I
wrestling?
I think like
by the way,
maybe one of his kids is a fan or something. I don't know. Why does anybody do anything?
Maybe he is a secret wrestling dude, like he likes wrestling.
Maybe. I don't know. I watched Max Landis's Wrestling Isn't Wrestling. It's on YouTube. Now that we're talking about wrestling, you should watch
that. I like that Max Landis guy.
It's pretty funny.
Out there, and I could see how people would really dislike him.
And guys, that fan. Patrick Stewart show on Stars... It's called Blunt Talk.
I got a DVR. Is it good?
It's great. It got shit on in the reviews, but don't listen to the reviews. You watch that show. It's great.
It's from the guy that made that Bored to Death show that I really liked, but
yeah,
also kind of
Seth MacFarlane. And it's just Patrick Stewart running around doing crazy stuff. That's fun to watch.
I don't have Stars. I'm sad now.
Don't steal, Mike. Come on. You every time you bring it up, it breaks my fucking heart.
Napier knows how to steal. He doesn't need my
Napier,
stealing.
Don't steal.
I don't steal.
Travis, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
You can tell
me
now.
I feel bad about
Travis,
downloading stuff now. All of those ads.
I can't download shit anymore.
It makes...
Like, I listen like the Movie Crypt podcast where like Joe Lynch and Adam Green are talking about... Like, Adam Green especially is talking about how, like, torrenting, like, his second or third movie, like, Frozen, got just fucking ravaged and didn't make any money in the box office because it got torrented in, like, the fucking first 2 days of its release, like, so hard. It was, like, the number one torrented thing, and it made no fucking money. But he can't say to the people, like, oh, it got, look at all these downloads it got, and I didn't make any money on. I used to pirate like a motherfucker. Like, I used to download everything that existed. I can't fucking do it anymore.
Speaking of movies making money, guys, Terminator 4? Is it Terminator 4? Terminator Genisys.
Yeah.
Opened in China this past weekend. It is the fourth largest weekend in Chinese movie history.
Nice.
Behind, like, the Avengers and Jurassic World and, like, something else. Like, ever. It's the fourth biggest opening ever. And so they're saying that, you know, although it tanked in the U.S. box office, you know, it made so much money in China that there's a chance that they're going to make more.
Well, they'll fast-track a sequel if they made a bunch of money in China.
Right. Even that Battleship movie, if you look at its worldwide figures, did fucking amazing.
I spent, like, 3 months on Twitter specifically just shitting on Battleship. Just fucking shitting all over it.
I never watched Battleship.
I saw it on like Cinemax. It's not bad. It's pretty good, actually.
It's not a bad
movie. My thoughts on Battleship were like, why would I watch Battleship?
It has that nothing was my to do thoughts too.
If I it, after watching it on Cinemax, I kind of wish I saw it on a movie screen.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie as long if you discount the fact that they said
if you go into it thinking, well, this is a movie based on the board game Battleship.
Right.
It has just like, nothing to do with it.
It's just like well, he does at one time say, they sunk our battleship.
Yeah, Liquid Lozenge in the chat says that piracy isn't theft.
I don't think piracy is theft.
I don't think it's theft either, but at the same time, I do think it fucking ruins a lot of fucking lives and steals a lot of money from people. Because like, if you're pirating a movie that's in the theater right now, and you're moving it around, like, you're not gonna see it because it's accessible to you. Like, you're cool with it. Like, I kind of wanted to see it, but I don't need to see it. And then you see it because it's available. And then if you didn't see it just because it's available, you would have saw it on like DVD or something where it would have made some kind of
money. I typically buy what I like, even if I've pirated it, which I have been known to pirate here and there. I always end up buying what I like. What I enjoy, what I've seen and decided I liked, I buy. And I don't ever get anything. I probably average a movie a week. I go to the theater a lot. That's like me and Laura's thing as we go to movies together. So I am very much stimulating the cinematic economy out there.
My whole philosophy was when I was pirating was if I want to pay for something, if I want to watch something, I'll pay for it. If I have a question about watching it, maybe I don't know if I'll like it, I'll pirate it first, and then if I like it, I'll buy it.
Right.
What eventually I realized was all of these movies that I was downloading, 90% of them were shit.
Right.
Why take the time to download something that I'm going to watch once and then say this is stupid? I'm just going to buy the movies that I want to buy, and if they can't convince me to buy their movie with either their advertising or, you know, some way to get the word out that this is a good movie, then I'm not going to put forth the effort of buying it. I'm not even going to download it. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to stop watching shitty movies.
I think tomorrow we're going to go see American Ultra.
I heard that was not bad.
I think that we're going to go do that tomorrow. So other than that, guys, thanks for being with us. We had a good time. Napier, do you have anything that you want to tell the people?
Don't download movies, but don't watch shitty movies either. Buy good movies, and then they'll stop making shitty movies. Like that fucking Mazes movie. Fuck that movie. Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at WFODix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can also follow Travis at ProduceTravis or Drunk at DrunkardSTL. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
A sacred chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But don't you really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Yeah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied to you her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Well, baby, we've been here before, and I've seen in this room, I've walked this floor, you know. I used to live alone before I knew ya. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory mark. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Well, there was a time when you let me know what's really going on below high. But now you never know that to me, do you? Remember when I moved in you? The Holy Drove was moving too, and every breath he drew was hallelujah. 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 You, Ja. I'd like to take this time to let you know that this song is rapier than fuck. Rape. This dude's talking about a broad he has tied up in his basement. Now she never talks to him anymore since she, you know, fucking passed. It was stinky and there were bugs. Hallelujah. But maybe there's a God above. But all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who'd outdrew ya. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's about basement broads, ain't it?